The government has obviously decided here that they would rather people wait for their operations until the springtime and until after the election is over rather than have people on trolleys. And unfortunately, that is the situation that our health service has now come to. And as a result of the government treating our own hospital in Letterkenny and indeed many other aspects of the health service as little more than a Rubik's Cube, where they try one thing this month and another thing a few months later. And in the meantime, there's a total lack of leadership and a health service descending into increasing chaos.
With regard to medical cards, the government has made the point that because of the hope of an increase in the employment rate, the number of medical cards issued will therefore decrease. Do you feel that's a fair assessment?
I don't know. I think we have heard that from the government before, where they consistently told us that they weren't cutting medical cards and then proceeded to do just that. And I think that is a real concern. And the other aspect of the health service plan, which I think is concerning, is the fact that there is a 100 million euro cut to the budget for acute hospitals. And I think that will put more pressure on hospital beds. It will mean that there's less operations done and it will mean people waiting longer. What we need to see is real leadership. Which unfortunately it looks like we are not going to get from the government now at this stage. But unfortunately, this service plan yet once again shows that there isn't a responsible approach being taken by the government, and they're not getting the lead from the top. And then it's hospitals then and health services and hospitals such as our own, like Letterkenny, that are suffering as a result of the failure to budget properly at national level.